I thought you were asking how much do I weigh.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, your mic's on... This is awkward. This is awkward.
You big-ass dick. What do you want?
179 episodes. I think that's the first time I forgot.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You're losing it, man.
Yeah.
Losing it.
Minas Tite, we need a higher power to show us the way. And you read that out loud as the intro was playing, and I heard, how much do you weigh? And I said, I don't know, the same, which you wouldn't know the original number anyway, so...
5,000 pounds.
Thanks, man.
You're 2.5 tons.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Appreciate it. That was some quick math, by the way. I'm very proud of you.
Well, you know why she said love you 3,000, right? Because he said love you a ton. She was like, love you 3,000.
Oh, just more than a ton.
Yeah.
It's also the total runtime of all of the Phase 1, 2, and 3 Marvel movies.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's fucking not.
Yeah, and then I love you 6 to 900 is the runtime of the DC universe.
6 to 900?
Yeah, because they didn't know how long Shazam was going to be, but they knew it would be in that range.
I was going to say with extra, you know.
Actually, Menace, get your fake news out of my chat. He said, actually, that's what Robert Downey Jr. says to his kids in real life. They just added it to the movie. Also, acid, it's not 3 tons. A ton is 2,000 pounds. Don't come at us with this. We know our tonnage, okay? When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, have I lost weight? I got to go to a truck scale on the highway.
Honest to God, I thought a ton was 1,000 before.
No, it's 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
It's 2,000.
Apparently.
Acid, I will come at you like a fully enraged wildebeest. By the way, all these people are here today because they want Game of Thrones hate.
I loved it.
No, you did not.
That was the best episode yet. I wanted them to burn the show down. They burned
the show down. This is what you're experiencing is what I experienced during Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
This is the same feeling. This is why I like it.
Everybody hates it. I'm completely down. I mean, I can't keep up this facade much longer, but you know.
Usually when I go, we have nothing to talk about today except one thing, the rage. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want, because the people who aren't interested in Game of Thrones, they don't care about the show this week.
We can talk about Boy Meets World. I've been watching a lot of that, man.
That's such
a great fucking show. Eric is the best character invented on television.
Have you made it to my favorite episode yet?
Which one's that?
Where the pig is in the closet in Sean's college.
No.
Okay, I cannot wait
okay,
for that.
Okay, so real quick before we get into this hate, I'm shocked at how little. You know how I brought up, I don't know if you remember, but I brought up recently where I was like, I want to grow up and look like Sean with the beard and the face.
Yeah.
I am halfway through season 7, the last fucking season. He does not have that beard yet. He has not had
any. He's clean shaven the whole series?
Yes. The entire show. It's shocking to me how many episodes I remember from this last season, just because they were on repeat on Disney Channel back before streaming was a thing. And, they're all, episode 15 and after.
It's the child vortex. We didn't know any better. We just took what they gave us. We didn't know any better.
I didn't know there was plot. I didn't know Cory and Topanga banged.
They got married before they banged, though.
She banged.
They got married.
They did.
If you're in the last season, you would have had to made it through my pig episode.
No.
Yeah, man. I think so.
I'm on episode 7, 8. That's not really half, but...
Because Sean moves in with his brother, his stepbrother, half-brother, half-brother.
That already happened.
Right, and they live together in a dorm. He comes back and he's like, Sean, your room looks like a pigsty. And he goes, that's insensitive, and he pulls back the curtain, and there's an actual pig.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's the greatest joke of all time.
No.
That might be the part where the show jumped the shark, because...
It's a great show.
It makes no sense that he would have a pig in his room, but it's
great.
There's
a lot of weird things.
I mean, it's a kid's show. Yeah. It's a kid's show. I think if it came on today and we didn't have that nostalgia, we probably wouldn't like it.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Well, it's pretty funny still.
No, I don't know.
It could compete with, Last Man Standing, that's for damn sure.
Well,
if that fucking thing's on the air still, then Boy Meets World could definitely
be. When I have diarrhea, it stands up to Last Man Standing. So, half-brother Jack, that's it. Okay, Menace is clearly a fan here, so.
Dude, best show ever.
Clearly, so. I mean, it's fine. I loved it, too, don't get me wrong, but.
I skipped.
I don't have Hulu,
I started season 1, made it 6 episodes in.
Okay.
Fuck this, we're moving on to when they're older.
Really? You didn't watch the beginning episodes?
Nah, I might go back and watch them, but...
Too hard to relate. It's too young.
Yeah, they're so young, and they're not great at acting.
Yeah.
Neither is the whole show. They're really bad. Also, Topanga is the dumbest bitch in the world.
Oh, I hate Topanga.
Yeah, she's the worst.
I think I hate it. I think puberty me realized, I think she taught me looks aren't everything. You know, like when I was 14, I'm like, boobs good, woman good. And then I realized, oh, boobs come with bad attitude. And then that kind of, I kind of realized that you just can't be like, all right, boobs solve problems, you know.
Right.
You got to actually, like, you got to be a good person, you know. Did you know that Maitland Ward, the lady who plays, I believe it is Jack's wife or girlfriend, the redhead?
Yeah.
She's just a porn star now.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, yeah, like full on a porn star. Like, man, I can send you some links.
Jesus.
She's being used as a dumpster nowadays, man. I feel kind of bad for her. But, yeah, Menace. Yeah, man, I think me and Menace actually talked about this at one point. I think I sent him some links. Yeah, it just shocked me. I was like, this lady's very familiar. And I'm like, oh, my, you know? Like, I don't get why she went into porn.
I don't know.
Like, I get the Matthews brother. I guess the Matthews brother. No, she's in porn right now. Like, right now. That's her career.
Well, yeah, she's... Well, no, she didn't.
Like, the Matthews brother, they got money.
She got on there.
Okay, Joey... Lawrence Brothers. That's their name. Joey Lawrence. Other Lawrence.
Who
are the Lawrence brothers, man? Joey? The one that plays Jack in the show is a Lawrence brother. He's the middle one. And then there's the one on the bottom. The littlest Lawrence brother. Quit making duck lips at me. Chat, help me out. He's just staring at me.
Are those the real people's
names?
Yes,
the real people.
I don't know the real people's names.
They're the Lawrence brothers, man. They used to have their own show.
Is it Sean?
I don't know. It's Joey, Bill, and Bob, okay? Those Lawrence brothers.
Look it up.
They got money, the Lawrence brothers.
No, they don't.
Yeah, because they had their own show where they were the Lawrence brothers.
No, they don't.
They were like the Jonas Brothers before the Jonas Brothers.
No.
Yeah, Matthew Lawrence, Andrew Lawrence, and Joey Lawrence. That's them right there.
Who are they? Show me pictures.
They're the Lawrence brothers, bro.
Show me pictures of the three brothers.
Brotherly love.
You dingbat.
Well, there's Andrew.
Dumb butt.
There's Matthew.
It's called images right there. Click the images. Let me see the images.
There they are.
All right. None of them are on the show minus
this
Jack.
Guy right here.
Yeah, that guy.
But they had their own shows. They had their own shows. All three of them had their own shows. And then they had a show where they were together. Mm. Okay, so they have money. All right, clearly the main cast, Topanga, Corey, Sean, they have money from the show. Maitland Ward, I feel like if she needed money that bad, you know, she could have gone to Comic-Con or something. Because, like, what about the girlfriend, like Sean's girlfriend? Like, she's not doing porn. I don't see Mr. Feeny doing porn.
Angela,
that's her.
Mr. Feeney's dead.
No, he's not. He's still alive, isn't
no,
he?
He did.
I don't think so.
No, he's
thank
he's,
you, Britt, even though alive. We found that out 20 minutes ago.
He's alive. I was kidding.
Okay.
It would be a sad day when he goes.
Okay, so she's in other movies. So literally the redheaded girl, just Rachel, she ran out of money. I feel bad, man. I mean, I don't because, you know, she probably is enjoying herself, but I mean, clearly, other see people in chat. Not me, definitely, because I love the Lord. But like some people, for sure, they're enjoying it. So
I bet,
yeah.
It helps a lot of people in wayward times.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, Taylor up above said, "If boobs came with an attitude, just wait till I tell you about people with dicks." Listen, Taylor, it wasn't a sexist comment.
There are apparently women with dicks.
My point is, as I was going through puberty, boobs blinded me to the truth that all humanity is trash. Okay, that's what I was getting at. Okay, I already knew. Men were trash.
Yeah, but we held out hope for women.
Right.
Like, oh, they're
and
like
then we
angelic
realized,
creatures, but no, they're trash.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, some people. There are some good women. There are some good men.
Everybody's trash.
But most people are trash.
Everybody's trash. Britt's trash. You're trash. I'm trash. Everybody's trash.
Trying to think of someone. I'm trying to think to refute you. Our mothers.
Trash.
I just wanted
to say.
That's
probably the worst thing I've ever said on this show.
Because I know that she's in here watching, so, you know, it's great.
I know.
It's great. But anyway, let's get to the hatred, man. You know how I know that people hate this episode of Game of Thrones? You know how I know you're gay? I saw you make a spinach dip and a loaf of sourdough bread once. You know how I know people hate Game of Thrones? Because Taylor hates Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor.
Yep. I saw the hate. I read Discord, finally.
Taylor.
Caught up on everything. Y'all are Satanists.
Taylor.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's crazy, dude. Taylor hates it.
I've sat with it. Asked me after the episode, I probably would have been mad, but
we did a bad thing to Taylor, because she watched the episode, and she hated it, and then waited 3 days, and then listened to our episode, and then relived the hatred when she heard the article about how they had money and they just decided to phone it in. And so now she's here tonight with her pitchfork, I believe. And
that was a fantastic episode. Best writing.
I bet it was.
Who would have expected that turn?
So I have here, in the form of memes, which is how I believe the generation communicates now. Okay, we don't need articles or well-written things with smart punchlines. We need memes.
Books, newspapers.
Yes, memes, right? Okay, so I have memes that start with plot holes.
Okay.
Go into simplistic jokes. And then talk about some progression of the Mother of Dragons. You want to begin?
Dude, let's go.
Let's go. First meme we got. This right here. This one didn't fit any category, so I decided to start with it. Theory for you. This is a Targaryen. White hair, immune to fire. What do you think?
It's not wrong.
Horse Targaryen right there, man.
I mean, you know that it's supposed to represent death. From that old, like, Revelations in the Bible.
The pale horse?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And Arya's riding it, so it's clear that Arya's going to try and kill Daenerys. I mean, that's fucking apparent from anybody who's seen it.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you one thing. It's not apparent from the leaks.
No?
No.
Those leaks are wrong then, man.
Okay, all right. How about the next one? Just got Varys killed for treason. Time to commit some treason.
That's not treason. Probably illegal to release a prisoner without, you know.
It's treason.
Judicial.
They literally
process.
Say in the show.
It's treason.
Your queen will kill you
it's
for this.
Treason.
It's treason then. Yeah. Okay.
I am Dracarys.
What about this one right here? Anyway, I just want to thank Game of Thrones for reminding us that Tyrion knew a secret way in and out of the Red Keep, and for some reason never once suggested simply sending in some soldiers to assassinate Cersei to prevent a war.
Thought that.
Okay.
Had that in my head.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty bad.
That's a pretty big one.
It's pretty big.
I mean, as far as plot holes go, that's like a plot crater.
I mean, even just one.
Or just Arya.
Or that.
You know?
Like, you know? I don't know if they know of her powers and things to where we're just like... We're
well,
just
she killed the Night King. Think she can handle Cersei. You know?
Yeah, but she got lucky. People probably think she got lucky. They don't know about her face business.
Okay.
Here.
What about
just
one?
Just kill
what
one
about 100
soldier.
Dudes, yeah.
Just kill one of them.
Uh-huh.
Steal their clothes. Put them on.
Plottle's big enough to sail the Iron Fleet.
Put it on. Go to that. Get smuggled in. Go upstairs. I thought Qyburn was going to be Arya just at any given point.
You think he would?
I thought he was.
No, he died.
Real good.
Brain just right
just,
out the back.
That
yeah.
was brutal.
Or the elephant Cersei didn't get. You know, people have posted alternate endings, you know, because they're mad about how the show's going to end, which I won't spoil. But people that know it now, we're all mad because clearly it's not going to get better.
How do you know, man? Do you remember how they said they wrote, like, 6 endings to the show?
Yeah, the episode's leaked and people have watched it now, so.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
No.
It leaked this afternoon.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No.
You believe what you want. But there's a great alternate ending where it shows Cersei rising from the ashes like Daenerys, and she's got 3 elephants. It's a pretty good one, man. It's a pretty good
where
one, man.
Where do I find this leaked episode?
I'm not going to send it to you. You need
Why
to watch because it's not going to be in HD. It's got, like, Russian subtitles.
I don't give a
Just
fuck.
Just wait. Watch it on Sunday.
Brit cares. I don't give a fuck.
No. You need to watch it. You've done this good. You've done well making it this far. Just wait it out.
Oh, but see, we could talk about it. We couldn't.
Well, we shouldn't spoil it. I mean, to be honest, Taylor's already spoiled it, you know, because the D&D is absolute trash dumpster fires, and I hate them with all I am. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to remind, with the exception of Menace, who I think is just here to watch the world burn, kind of like I am, most of the people in chat were a big fan of this season until this last episode or so. It just makes me feel good, you know. Okay. What about this one, episode 4, where the scorpions are being fired by Hawkeye, yeah. Black Widow, and then in episode 5 where the stormtroopers take over?
Yeah, I saw that.
What about that one?
Saw that one, man.
What about that one?
I saw it.
You saw that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
What about this one? 2 dragons against a ship? No way. 1 dragon against an entire city. That works. What about that one?
To be fair, it was a couple of ships. It was like a like two handfuls of ships.
Okay, all right, you're right. Two dragons against a handful of ships, you're right. You're right. You're right. What about this one? Sail out of the bay. If the winds are kind, you'll make it to Pentos. Rowboat, one hand. You gotta push it with a stump.
Yeah, man. They could jerry-rig some duct tape. They got duct tape.
Oh, you think Tyrion took care of the duct tape jerry-rigging for him?
Yeah, probably.
Is that what you think happened?
He did create the saddle for Bran, so you know.
Okay. All right.
It's possible.
Okay. Yeah, that hand won't get tired, though. You're absolutely right, Menace. You're absolutely right. It won't. Okay, what about this one where Drogon versus 100,000 whites, you know, as he's a little tiny butane lighter, and then Drogon versus 2 million innocent people, and he's like some type of scorched earth flamethrower guy.
They did say they only had 100,000 whites, right?
Yes, yeah. It's because Danny didn't turn him on?
Like sexually or like...
I don't think he meant sexually. I don't think he meant sexually. Okay, these are four images of things that no one knows what they do.
Seriously, though,
mm-hmm.
Pointless to have the Golden Company. Like, they did nothing.
Yeah.
They
didn't even stand behind the wall.
No.
They literally
What is with motherfuckers not knowing how to siege warfare?
Dude, I don't know.
You don't stand outside the gate. That's the point of the gate.
I know, man.
I hate this show. This is my rage. At least get fucking medieval battle tactics down. It's like the base level of we're going to have a battle. Let's make it semi, you know, logical.
Money, dude. There's an image I didn't include because it's not that big of a deal.
It's much easier to make one big explosion CGI and just wipe them all out, show a couple dudes on green screen than it is to show siege weapons.
I actually have an image that I didn't bring because it didn't feel like it would fit in because it's a little too accurate, but there's a above the air shot of the Golden Company standing in front of the walls at King's Landing. And none of them, there's no shadows. Just none.
What?
There's no shadows whatsoever.
On the wall shading them?
No, because they show the other cut of the Unsullied, and the shadow is facing the wall on the Unsullied. Like the physical shot, shadows,
mm-hmm.
Sun behind them. Sun would be in front of the Golden Company, not a shadow to be found.
Bad place to, you know, form up right in front
of the
fucking
sun. They just... Well, yeah, that's true. They were also staring into the sun.
Also, the sun is non-existent because this is a soundstage.
No, I see the sun.
They can't keep
in
the
intro every week. Yeah. It's there. Okay, it's there. All right. What about these? These are all King's Landing burning memes. You know, Valar Morghulis says, "Yeah, all men must die, but not just the men, but the women and the children too." It's a pretty good one. You get this episode. An episode, you know, three reference.
Yeah.
Or two reference.
Yeah.
It's two, right? Sure. Where he kills his mom?
Sure.
I don't remember.
Who kills whose mom?
Well, hear about this Lego set of the new King's Landing. You like that one? That's a good Lego set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, now the next one's a video. It is a accurate rendering of Daenerys' battle plan. Okay? So we've got right here. Okay, this is gone. It's an old photo.
Correct.
Okay, so she needs to assault the Red Keep. All right, so we're going to go ahead and just full screen this.
Also, fantastic, completely fake.
So we got to get rid of the scorpions, okay? And then she's just going to circle the city, you know, back and forth like this. You know, and then she's going to get the Red Keep. All right, then she's going to circle the city and just kind of go all over the city, you know. This is her battle plan. It's pretty accurate.
Can you go back to just pause it right there. Like,
okay.
All right. Like there is none of that. They completely just remade King's Landing.
Oh yeah. No. See, what happened is when winter came, all the trees withered away because it got so cold. So now this whole mountain, it got cold and so it retreated into itself, and then all the trees died, and so it was a desert. It became Antarctica.
Like, how do you not make a model of your fucking 3D goddamn city where you spend literally
80% of the... They used the same thing as Karth.
Yeah, I mean, they did.
We showed a photo where it was Karth.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay. They said that Croatia, you know, is they're friendly. They want to have them there to shoot and
okay.
things. Because that's where they
yeah,
shot
Yeah, because
this.
All the other European countries are like, I hate Game of Thrones.
Well, I'm
we
just
don't
saying,
want your economy.
They could. They couldn't. They like them having. They like having them there, but they're not about to light their actual city on fire. So they made a,
okay.
like a good chunk of city block.
Okay.
Real in the back lot of their Ireland, wherever
okay.
the fuck Belfast said.
Uh-huh.
But does that mean that you have to make a goddamn?
No, they can make
desert?
Whatever they want. I don't know if you know this, but there are a lot of movies and TV shows made every year, every month, even that have large, expensive sets that are on fire. Wartime movies. Matt Damon
does
movies.
It look like that 2 million people can fit in that city? Because I beg to differ that probably that Croatian town is probably full of maybe 10,000 people in real life.
Well, if City Skylines leads me to believe anything, there are probably 7,000 people living in that massive community. That would
right.
be, that'd be, you know.
They really scaled up King's Landing for no real reason.
Yeah, there was no there was no real reason why they couldn't go back there, and we learned from last week's episode that or article that the budget wasn't a reason. They just didn't do it because I believe what was Taylor's exact quote up here,
like
they were absolutely trash dumpster fires.
Yeah,
I think that's
dude,
the reason.
Okay, bitch, the bitch who does the sets
yes
for the show
yes
has blueprints of the bill of the make. Of the dragon skull lair room.
Okay.
You know? So they destroyed it since the last time we've been there.
Uh-huh.
And had to rebuild it for that final scene where they killed Jaime and what's-her-face.
Right.
Cersei. They have that detailed of instructions.
Yes, of course.
For a set.
But they didn't care.
But they can't...
They're done.
Can't make
they
the
can't.
City look...
They don't.
Look like where the city
They're
was.
They're done. It's pretty clear.
Like moving a northern army over those mountains would be a little hindersome.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Yeah, yeah. There,
there's
no, there,
a lot of trees there.
It also would
it's not just
it,
a big open field.
It also would explain that why it would be so important that the Iron Fleet was parked outside. Because if you go to approach by sea,
it's kind of the way to approach it.
Yeah.
That's why Stannis did it.
Right.
Because
right.
that's the way to approach it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because there's mountains there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Couldn't explain how she got more ships.
Okay, what about these memes about Cersei dying, the person who killed Cersei?
A rock.
You like that, man?
That one's good.
You like that? That's the murderer. That's the Lannister killer right there. Rocks. Totally destroyed him. Here's a good tweet about it right here. Best ways to kill Cersei. Number one, Jaime kills Cersei. Number two, the Night King kills Cersei. Number three, Arya kills Cersei. Number four, Drogon kills Cersei. Number 15, Bran wargs into Cersei and commits suicide. Number 146, she gets pneumonia and dies. Number 1672, she gets trampled by rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Is it helping you?
No.
With the rage? Here's Dany's development. So, Dany's development as the Mad Queen, first step, just a couple generic shapes. And the yeah. second step, she's full-on owl, you know? Yeah. So, well, Bran can do that? Why hasn't he done that like a million times already?
He technically can't do that.
Well,
he warged into Hodor, and that's because yeah. he's a mental simpleton.
I mean, he could, right? I thought he was a mental simpleton because he warged into him.
No, man.
I thought Hodor was in a time loop where he was only simple because he got warged into.
Watch this video.
Okay.
It said that Tormund and Gendry are done. They're wrapped.
Okay.
Because their names were not in the intro anymore for this last episode.
I mean, I know things, so I can't comment.
Why are we even talking then?
No, keep talking to me.
No,
man.
I don't want to.
Because I want your predictions.
No, I don't care.
I can't confirm or deny.
I don't
want to
give you dumbass shit. You remember that one time you had me read a fucking full-ass, goddamn long-ass story from a Reddit that's made up?
I
and
do.
I thought it was real.
That was a good yeah. day.
This is going to be the same thing.
I should put that in our best
on,
of.
I'm going to go on and just ramble
no, no,
off
no.
some
no,
crazy
I wanna hear
things.
It.
And then it's going to look back and be like, did any of those things happen? Absolutely
I
not.
Think,
you're dumb.
I think it's good that you have hope, man.
No, I don't have any hope.
I will tell you one thing.
No, don't tell
no,
me
no, okay.
shit.
I'll give you...
if you're not letting me watch the episode, don't tell me
I'm not going to give you details. But I'll tell you this. Something that people have said in chat, or maybe not in chat, like not... Something that people want in our chats over the past weeks, I want to make it very vague, is going to happen.
Cool.
So there is some hope for goodness. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hodor isn't coming back, though. He's dead.
Dude.
Okay, but anyway, Gendry, Tormund. I mean, we kind of know that they wrapped up. Didn't you see Tormund leave the end of the episode?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
I thought Gendry would come back.
What's he going to do? He's up at Storm's Landing getting it on with goats or whatever they do over there.
And they'd make a life for
each
other.
No, man. I thought she was on the pale horse going to kill Daenerys.
Well, yeah, she kills her and then she leaves.
And goes hangs out with Gendry.
Gets the dick.
She's like, I didn't want this, but now that I've murdered more people, I decided I do. That's what you think?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, with that kind of character development that they showed,
they switched her character arc in the matter of a conversation, so anything could happen. Like, her entire character arc was, I'm going to go kill the queen, I'm going to give up everything I love to do so.
Yeah.
And then the Hound's like, do you want to be me, girl? She's like, oh, God, no, fuck.
Yeah, even though she literally chopped up a person's sons and fed them to him in a pie.
Yeah, she walked up fucking thousand flight of stairs to get to the top of that goddamn King's Landing, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then he's like, now's the time to tell you to go right back down.
Yeah, she's like, all right, you right. And by the way, 45 seconds from now, Cersei is going to come down completely unguarded.
Yep, could have
yeah.
just stayed the
yeah.
fuck there.
Yeah, she didn't even have to be an assassin.
Like, could have gone any other way.
Yeah.
Could have gone any other way. But no, we get the same fucking set because they didn't want to make another one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, also rocks killed them. Menace, here's what's happening with Bran, okay? In season 5 or something, he meets Christopher Plummer, and he's part of a tree, and he tells him, by the way, you're a psychic now. And you can also warg into people, which means that he can, like, take over their bodies. But if you do it to, like, someone who isn't simple-minded, then it messes them up, which is what happened to Hodor. Because Hodor was, you know, his servant, but he went back in time to get into Hodor to make him simple. So he was simple enough that he could stop Hodor and make him hold the door so a bunch of people didn't come out of the door and kill Bran, which didn't matter, because if they did, nothing would have changed, because Bran hasn't done anything since that day. Now you're caught up.
Yep. And yeah. Taylor not in the show.
Yeah.
In your fancy schmancy.
Exactly.
Books.
That's why it does it to the crow, because the crow doesn't have a smart mind. Exactly.
Did we read it here that I saw something that J.R.R. Martin has an agreement with the showrunners to not release the books until the end of the show?
I think we did talk about that.
I thought we did.
Yeah. You know what? There's also a video circulating right now about how George R. R. Martin said that he wanted there to be 12 episodes or 12 seasons of the show, but he said that D&D wanted to move on to other things. And we watched that video last year and talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's an Instagram video. Like, I should pull it up, honestly. I don't know. I should have done this in my prep. I should have pulled this up beforehand.
Wait, I can chug some beer.
Okay. Like this video is going around like it's big news, and we played it on this show last year because I'm way ahead of my time, and I've been campaigning against Game of Thrones is horrible now for like 2 years, and so I like to poke Colby. So I'm just gonna scroll until I see George R. R. Martin's face. If you could just like help me look for George R. R. Martin's face as I quickly scroll through here,
dude, it's kind of hard to miss.
I mean, I would think, but you never know. You know, it's a lot of Trump.
Tramp.
Dude, we need new shirts. Like, we wear the same dang shirts, like, every week, man.
Well, the problem is, like, we line up perfectly with, like, there it is.
There it is. Okay. So this is from September 27th, 2018. Is there audio or? Oh, it's muted. What the frick?
So you wanted it to keep going.
Well, it you know, if you've read my novels, you know there was enough material for more seasons. They made certain cuts, but that's fine. We have 5 other shows, 5 prequels in development.
What?
That are based on other periods in the history of Westeros.
Oh,
some of them
fuck yes!
100 years before Game
of Thrones. Oh, yes!
5,000 years before Game of Thrones.
5,000 years?
Dude, yeah, that's when the first children. Children and the first men.
She wrote an amazing book called Who Fears Death that HBO has optioned, so I'm an executive producer on that, and we're developing that to be, I hope, then one of the next big.
How about you just finish your last fucking book, man?
Did you know?
How about you just do that?
With this season,
focus on that.
Say, hey. You wanted it to.
So see, there's a video go around where we talked over it, but he goes, they wanted to move on to other things, and that's fine. Like, we covered that in September of last year. George R. R. Martin was like, they're done. And now it's going around like it's some big news, like we all should have seen, and all you do is, yeah, five more! Ah! Like, that's all you're doing the whole time, man.
Yeah.
Look at yourself, feel shame.
I should. It's a sweet haircut, though.
That's what you care about, man, is a haircut?
Also a lot skinnier back then.
Oh, my God. Would you calm down, dude? You should try to just look exactly the same no matter what.
I don't like that.
That's what I do.
I like change.
Like, here let me
get a faux hawk or a
look,
mohawk.
Look, here's a clip of me wearing today's shirt.
You going to mention at all that I got a new vape?
Dude, it looks the same. Are you very offended? Is it your child?
I mean it's
exactly
a new one.
The same too.
No,
my hair is not.
I look exactly the same.
Me too. Let me get it up.
Colby wants to be Swolby again. You
let
cut
me get it up, man. Let me get it up.
Colby is to the Colby.
I can't do it when you're talking. Let me just.
You can't get it up when I'm talking.
That was the joke.
Okay. Yeah, that totally looks the same. Yep.
I'm getting fat. That's what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, Colby is what he's doing is he's that part of age. He's hit that time of his life where he doesn't want to be Swolby again. What he wants is to not have his body change but still enjoy the things he enjoyed when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's over.
Yeah. I literally took green tea pills and apple vinegar pills earlier.
Yeah.
To try and lose weight.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go for you, man?
Well, they tasted like dick, and it's the first time I've taken them, so it's not like an automatic thing.
Have you tried, like, not being fat?
It didn't work.
I thought you might have a chance.
I'm not magic, no.
Mm. Okay.
As much as you want to think that.
Mm-mm. You know, I feel like this is another moment, like... You know, but, like, I have different glasses than the last time you saw me.
I'd fucking notice.
Well, I mean, I just played a video of me.
I can't see.
Saying I look exactly the same, but I have different glasses.
I don't give a fuck. Can you see now?
Yeah.
Is it a lot better?
Oh, my God.
I'm
so
happy for you, man.
It's crazy, dude.
It's not as big as the ring. I don't think anything would be. Unless you got your nipples pierced and then they were poking through your shirt.
Really?
And
that's
like,
the same thing?
I mean, pretty close, yeah. Married, nipple piercing.
About the same? Yeah. Yeah, no, the reason my glasses aren't too much different.
No, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, because, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? Why change something?
Is it the same exact, like, frame?
I believe they're a little taller, like a little, like, I think maybe two or three millimeters taller.
A little bit, yeah. I can see
but, and they're black instead of dark brown.
Oh.
But then, other than that, no, they're exactly the same. Like, perfect. I got the exact same width. I got a big head, dude. I ain't gonna risk it getting something... Like, what if my glasses, like, came to here, dude? You know how horrifying that would be?
Dude, you'd be the old man that you've always been. No. It would be great.
No, but yeah, I can see. It's great.
I'm happy for you, man.
It was weird. I feel like I've never seen my 4K TV before.
You saw the fucked up black in the goddamn Battle of Winterfell.
Well, yeah, but now I'm gonna be even more mad.
Like, I saw Drogon coming in this episode before he showed up, because you could see black.
I didn't see that at all.
In the background.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, glasses, they're new, but who cares?
I thought they were just gonna torch him. Just like all the Unsullied, just poke him with it at the same time. All those torches.
I can't believe they just killed him.
Dude, just nothing. No words,
no.
Nothing.
No.
That's how everyone's going out.
Yeah.
Is literally no words.
Just wait till next week, man.
Just no words.
Just wait till next week. Just wait.
This is why I hate you. I'm never watching another show with you again.
This is the last one we care about.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my hardest to get... Well, I don't know if it would matter. I was going to say Witcher spoilers, but...
No, I'd love them.
Also, I can't spoil it since it's on Netflix. It'll all come out at once.
True. Here's the thing. Okay, I honestly tried to not look at spoilers for this because
no,
I did. No, I did.
No,
I really did. And then I realized how horrible it was. And then I wanted to make sure it stayed horrible. So I went and looked up the spoilers to make sure that when I cash all these checks about how bad it is, they actually get cashed. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know your sources for the most part, so I could probably find it.
Oh, you could easily find it. It's pinned to the top of the Reddit right now. The full synopsis, episode 6. And it's a paragraph-by-paragraph breakdown of everything that happens. You can read the entire episode.
Perfect.
Yeah. Don't do it, though. Britt will get mad.
I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
Britt's going to get so mad at
you. She'll forgive me.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just say you're not going to do it, even if you're going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Make
On
sure you
Sunday,
don't.
On Sunday, I'm going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to be totally surprised. I know.
Oh, no.
I know you will be. Don't do it. You're going to be so mad. Just let the hate flow over you in real time.
I will.
Why is Britt still like it?
I don't know.
What'd she say? Did you guys rewatch the last episodes? I know you rewatch a lot of them.
I don't think so.
That's telling. That's telling.
I watched it. Oh yeah, I had court this week.
Oh, you did?
I was in jury duty.
Like you actually got to go to court?
No.
Oh, you just got to go to the selection process.
No, I got to. Yeah, I got summoned. It wasn't like a call in check thing. It
right.
Was like show the fuck up.
Right.
I showed the fuck up. They called 4 groups in the morning. They let us off early for lunch at 11:30. 2-hour lunch. Came back at 1:30. Rest of the day, nothing.
So you didn't. But you didn't go in a courtroom.
No. End of the day. Didn't even get called. Didn't get talked to.
You just
nothing.
Sat there and did
nothing?
I just
literally sat there and did nothing all fucking day. 4:30 came. I came back from smoking this outside, and he was like, everybody was gone. I was like, oh, you're good. You can leave. You're done. Don't have to call. Nothing. You're good. Here's your work. Here's your work release.
What did you do?
Dude. I don't know.
What day was this?
Monday. I don't know. I just sat there. I scrolled Reddit. I scrolled Facebook. I watched a couple YouTube videos.
Did you watch your favorite streamer at twitch.tv/zswigs?
I did pop in for a hot second.
Yeah, did you see my new city?
It's circular, yes.
It's looking real good, man.
It looks like shit. Okay. Looks like a drawing I did when I was 7.
Should have just expected that to come out.
Anywho, other than that, I rewatched the episode myself.
Okay.
Didn't finish it. I got to the point where Cersei...
So let me get this straight. You were sitting in jury duty. You had nothing to do, and you still couldn't make it through?
I think I stopped because they started calling a number.
Okay.
And then just didn't go back.
Because you're like, no, it's not worth it.
I mean, I knew what... all I wanted to see was her burning people.
Right.
And I got to the burning people was done.
You know,
and Arya's just running for her life. I don't care about that.
Here's the thing. For me, this episode, okay, if you were not a Game of Thrones fan, like, let's just say I want to look... and see what Game of Thrones is all about. And you watch this episode completely out of context. This episode is actually fantastic.
Yeah, bad choice, because this is the biggest it's going to get.
Well, and I think it's... Well, no,
it's ever been.
No, I mean, like, as a class of here's how you make good television.
Yeah.
I think this is it might be the best episode in all of Game of Thrones.
Really?
It has amazing effects.
Mm-hmm.
It has amazing music, amazing acting. It has incredible lighting, sets, all of that. But so much of that is broke by the terrible writing. The fact that the sets aren't accurate and that they're killing your characters and that their plot progression is just happening so fast. But you wouldn't know that if you watched it out of context. Like, if you were just like, this is the first episode of Game of Thrones I've ever seen, and you watch that, that would be a pretty epic episode to watch.
Yeah.
You know, with the exception of there being no boobies, it's pretty much, that's Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. Problem is that they completely disregard pretty much everything up till that point. Because, like, Menace set it up in the very beginning of the chat. He said, they've been foreshadowing Daenerys becoming the Mad Queen since episode 1. But foreshadowing isn't character progression. That's not the same thing. Like,
it's something we can see, but the characters necessarily can't.
Exactly. And it's also like, that's why I love this meme in particular. Because we knew that eventually this blob was going to become an owl. But they literally went from outline of an owl to full-blown owl in a span of 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And like, I have this entire Reddit article here, in case Britt jumps in there and she's like... which is what she sounds like when she's defending Game of Thrones, some type of turkey and heat, okay? Like, and it's also what Birdlaw sounds like, ironically, because he also likes the episode. Birdlaw and I agree on so many things. And then he goes and betrays me by liking this hot garbage. Okay?
I mean, I liked watching it. But
I agreed.
The aftermath of what this does,
yes,
to the characters,
yes,
and the overall story is,
yes,
is a travesty and,
yeah,
completely the worst turn of events in, I don't know, modern TV.
Yeah,
probably.
See, this whole article is after watching episode 5. I could tell you Mad Queen was everything foreshadowed. Daenerys' story took a complete 180 degree turn in a span of 2 episodes, and I will gladly explain how I feel about it. And so basically this article, I won't read it, but I could. This article goes through the entirety of the show and talks about examples of Dany taking care of business and murdering people who deserve to be murdered. She goes through all the slaves, all the crucifixed children, all the people that she burned and didn't burn and freed and went out of her way to save, even though it kind of took her off the path from the Iron Throne, which was her focus,
yeah,
all to protect innocence. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, she murders innocence. And we're just supposed to believe that she would snap because 4 people in her thing died.
No, she'd snap because she didn't get the dick from her fucking nephew.
Yeah, and how stupid is that?
Dude, it's real dumb.
It's real dumb!
Like, I mean, she's literally done this before. She has taken a city where she was not known,
right,
or not loved, and changed and gone by,
right,
some sort of rule for the innocents to show that she is there for them and not just to be a fucking tyrant. Like, she's been saying this. Literally, it's like, have you seen all those fucking Always Sunny ones?
Yeah.
It's like, I will not be Queen of the Ashes.
Yeah, and then Daenerys
is the Queen of the Ashes. Yeah. Like, fucking, yeah, it's that exact, well, like, it's...
Menace says she's cruel, she didn't flinch when her brother died. Her brother had been sexually and verbally abusing her entire life. He's far from innocent.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yep.
The point isn't that Daenerys wouldn't go crazy and burn the Red Keep.
Right.
That would be in character. What's not in character is how she just decided to burn all of the women and children.
Yep.
For no reason whatsoever. I could even stretch, and I think it would still be kind of garbage, but I could even stretch it to say, kill the Lannister army.
Mm-hmm.
I could even see that.
Yeah.
You know, especially since she knows that Tyrion betrayed her. You know, none of the Lannisters have ever done anything for her. Jaime betrayed her because he went back. Cersei betrayed her because she never showed up. Tyrion freed her brother. You know, they're all...
Does she know that, though?
Well, I don't know. I would assume she knows. Because how... I don't know. The point is, she'd kill all the Lannisters, and we would be like, okay, that's kind of messed up because they surrendered. But okay. The fact that she's just burning...
Yeah.
All of the women and children is so out of character for her, especially in the last, like, they outlined it here. There's proof in here. So just take it. I don't want to read the article. Just take it at my word that there's proof in this article that for the last 5 seasons, all she did was go out of her way to prevent other people from killing innocents that she had no quarrel with. She could have been like, that's none of my business, bruh. And no one would have cared. But she's like, I'm going to make it my business because I'm going to go save these innocents.
Yeah.
And now 3 episodes later, because she can't get the nephew peen, she's like, I'm going to murder everybody all the time.
That's crazy.
It's stupid.
What does Ask Cat mean by jawline to jawline?
Maybe she doesn't know that men only have one jaw.
This jawline to this jawline?
You know,
is that what it means?
The butt is...
Probably this.
The jaw of the genital region.
I would guess this is what she meant.
Oh, like slit the neck.
Yeah, like jawline. Like, this is your jawline, yeah, and this is your other jawline.
Finger to the throat
so
means death.
It means,
yeah,
death.
Yeah. Yeah. Colombian necktie. All right. We're not...
Menace, get out of here.
You know, like, what's wrong with that?
Your Hispanic nonsense.
So, to wrap it up, our hatred... The writers have only 80 minutes to, in the main plot with Jon and Dany, explain who will sit on the Iron Throne or destroy it. In the secondary plots of Tyrion, Sansa, Arya, Bran, Yara, Gendry, and Bronn, maybe give some proper endings to Sam, Tormund, Brienne, Podrick, Grey Worm, and Davos. 5, long shots. Maybe give some proper endings to Ghost, Nymeria, the Faceless Man story, the Knights of the Night's Watch story, Dario, Drogon, Robert Arryn, Mira. 6, explain if they will repair the wall. 7, show anything from Essos. 8, explain who leads the Reach, Dorne, the Westerlands, the Riverlands after so many families died. 9, maybe, just maybe, give the Night King some depth. And 10, show that the winter is actually over and spring is here.
Okay, let's go through this.
Okay.
Minus one thing that they will surely do, push the spinoffs.
Right. Yes.
Definitely will do that.
Okay.
Okay. One, in the main plot with Jon and Danny. That will happen.
Okay, what do you think's going to happen? I want your theories.
Honestly, my biggest guess is that Danny turns her eyes to the north as the next enemy.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like Sansa, and she could see her rising up, and she's had no love for her, and she's already on this path of murdering innocent bitches, so she's next in line. Jon's not going to have that, and he's going to kill her.
Okay.
That's my guess.
What's the worst possible ending you could think of?
I don't fucking know. Bronn comes and steals the throne.
Okay, that sounds great, actually. This is my castle now.
Bran becomes a literal tree.
That would also be great.
I watched this YouTube guy. He names him Branch now.
That's why our show isn't popular, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's funny.
It really is.
So Jon will defend his adopted family over his own blood. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely, because he wasn't raised Targaryen.
Okay.
He's raised a Stark. He is a Stark.
Okay.
That's what they told him.
Number 2. Explain who will sit on the Iron Throne or destroy it. Who's going to end up on the Iron Throne, man?
He could just destroy it.
There's going to be an Iron Throne.
Like, there's no reason to have an Iron Throne. There was no reason. The only reason there is one is because Aegon came and was a fucking Targaryen dick and burned everybody alive.
Following your logic, if Daenerys is dead and Jon kills her, why wouldn't there be an Iron Throne?
Because he'll dismantle it.
Yeah, but someone else could just come in and set it up. There's always going to be a king.
No.
People need rulers, dude.
Everyone in their own district has a ruler. Just let them rule themselves.
Okay, independence. The United States of Westeros.
Sure.
Okay. What's the
Yet
worst?
There is no president, because the king in that situation. Basically, right now, the king is
It's the
president.
EU. Westeros is the Westeronian Union.
There you go.
Okay. It's like Western Union, but it's the Westeronian.
Yeah. That might happen. In secondary plots of Tyrion.
No. Who's the? I gotta ask you inverse. Who's the worst possible person to sit on the throne? Like
Sansa.
Acid Cat calls Sansa. Okay. Sansa sits on the throne. What do?
I don't know. I'm already crying inside. Like, there's not much more it can sting me. It's already stung me this entire.
What if the series ends with Sansa sitting on the throne?
You remember after the first fucking episode aired and I was super fucking mad? You remember that? And you're all like, why is it so mad? This is fucking why. Because it's goddamn shit. It's goddamn shit.
Yeah, but then you liked the second episode a lot.
And not a lot.
You liked it a lot.
I liked it decent amount because it's literally just character
time. The second episode, by the way, was great.
Yeah, it was just character time.
It was great.
That's all it was.
Who knew?
In this season, bad. Because you have limited amount of time to wrap all these things
up. I think in retrospect...
It's not in time. No.
I think in retrospect, we're going to look back at the Night King death and think it was crap, too. Because...
I already think it was crap. What do you mean?
Like, okay, all right. Because it's just like everything else. It just, boom, it's done.
Yeah. I hated that.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Why is this new information?
Well, I don't know, because I think most people just think it's so cool. The entire entire episode was so cool.
It wasn't.
But I remember us saying, like, the last 15 minutes of the episode, great. I think in retrospect, we're going to go back and realize that it's actually garbage.
No, that last 10 minutes from when that fucking song starts
is
a perfect way to end the Night King saga. But not in one fucking episode.
Right, well, that's the
same
thing.
That would have been great to end to, like, a 3-episode build-up. Not one fucking episode where you start off, he's king shit, to end of episode, he's dead as shit.
Right, well, I agree with you, but that's literally what they're going to do for Jon, Danny, Sansa, all of them.
All
they're all going to be ended that exact way. So
as quick as shit.
Right.
I mean, Varys had, like, he had no words. He was instantly just... fire. Don't even see his dead corpse. This is Game of Thrones. We don't see a dead corpse. What the fuck?
Well, he exploded into ice.
Ice?
Yes.
I mean, not ice, but yes, you're right. He probably disintegrated into ash.
But three episodes would have worked if it ended the same way.
They literally couldn't steal the fucking algorithm they created to turn everybody into dust in fucking Infinity War. Just steal that and just be like, here you go.
Yeah, Menace, I don't think three episodes would have been it. I think they shouldn't have built him up for seven seasons to have him die in one episode.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been. That was the problem, is that they've had seven seasons of build-up, and they have six episodes where, well, it's actually four.
They have four episodes of build-up to a one-episode fight. That's not how it should work.
Right.
That's not how it should work.
That he died. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, they have this huge fight, and you expect... I don't even want to talk about that episode, because I had problems with it when it came out.
Huge problems with it. Why? Why don't they pull a fucking Blade Runner situation?
What's that?
Where maybe some of the budget, their infinite budget, according to HBO,
yes,
went to creating a fake ending that has been leaked. They made the episode. The episode exists. A cut of Blade Runner in a certain way exists. But then there's the director's cut, which is a completely different fucking ending to the actual release theatrical version of Blade Runner. What if Sunday they released that episode? What if they purposefully leaked this false one?
Okay, even if they did that, which they didn't, okay? Even if they did that, these last two episodes have been garbage.
If they end in a bad way.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're garbage.
No.
They destroyed Danny's character.
What if Bran warged into fucking Danny and was like, fuck these
Bran's
bitches.
Warging into everybody. The only thing Bran is warging into is into a wheelchair catalog, man. He's sitting there. He ain't doing jack.
Dude, he's never going to do shit.
Here's why. The D&D are done. That's why they didn't shoot another episode, because they didn't want to make seven. They're not going to make 6.5 to throw people off.
Why
not? Because they don't care.
What if they do?
They don't care.
What if this episode is 2 hours long?
Why would George R. R. Martin?
What if the world was free of poor people and everyone had food and there was no war?
That would be great, man. That would be great. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Tyrion.
Secondary plots of Tyrion.
Tyrion dead. Sansa alive. Leader of the North. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Arya. She probably dies trying to kill Danny. That's my guess. Bran, fuck, becomes a tree. I don't care. Yara, not going to be seen again. She's done. She's wrapped.
Okay.
Gendry, done and wrapped. Bronn, doesn't matter.
All right.
He's out too.
I will tell you this. You were right about one character.
Perfect.
You want to just take a guess which one it is.
Yara.
You're right.
Yeah.
So that means you were wrong about every other character.
I hate you. This is why we shouldn't talk about this until I've seen it.
Four, give some proper endings to Sam, Tormund, Brienne, Podrick, Grey Worm, Davos. What do you think happens to them?
Done, 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 done. I don't know.
Eat Grey Worm, you don't know?
Probably get war crimes or something. Davos probably will be there in the background.
Okay.
They won't have endings. He'll just be there.
Okay. Okay.
Long shots. Done.
Ghost is done. Namira's done.
Done.
Faces Man done.
Done.
Nightwatch done.
Done.
Dario done.
Drogon?
The dragon, right?
The dragon?
Yeah.
Like, it will just be a fucking dragon. He'll probably die too.
Okay.
Robert Aaron done. Mira? Definitely done.
Who's Mira? That's the girl that was with What's His Face, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Red Genesect.
They will repair the wall. They won't. They're gone.
Okay.
Show anything from Essos? That's basically non-existent.
Okay.
Explaining leads, the Reach, Dorne. They already said there's a new king in Dorne.
Okay.
The Reach, probably not. Westerlands, what the fuck even is the Westerlands?
That's a place out west.
Oh, that's Castle Rock.
Okay.
That's right. I don't know. I have no idea. Riverlands? No idea. Nope. Won't give him depth. Show that winter is actually over and spring is here. It's not. It's snowing in the fucking episode.
Okay, so I'm going to go off Colby's theories. I want people to know I'm not going to spoil anything. To me, I'm just going to let me just use explain who leads the Reach, Dorns, Westland, Riverlands, and so many families died. Like Casterly Rock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a spinoff.
No.
Yeah, no. It could. They could not tell you specifically what happens in the Westerlands because they're going to make the Real Housewives of Casterly Rock later on. You know, they could do that. They could, and it would not surprise me. And it shouldn't surprise you. George R. R. Martin in September said there were five in development. Five. Real Housewives of Winterfell, Real Housewives of Casterly Rock, Inside Littlefinger's Bunny Ranch, The Children of the Corn, and Bronze Castle Hunters. It's like a House Hunter spinoff, but he's looking for castles.
Those are all great ideas.
Yeah.
I love them all.
So I think that could easily happen.
None of those will happen.
You don't think so?
What you just said, none of those will happen.
I kind of want Bronze Castle Hunters to come.
Yeah, that's a great idea, but it won't happen.
And he just, like, people are, like, he just crossbows people if they don't.
See, that's
like
a good idea, and they don't take good ideas anymore.
Well, the rumor is that George R. R. Martin stopped collaborating with D&D in season 5 because they stopped taking his ideas.
Right.
And so I think that's why you see him making other development deals is because he's done with Game of Thrones. He's just going to make – now, he's going to have control going forward to make sure that they actually make shows that are good. Because I don't think – even if you're Britton Birdlawing it up and you like these last few episodes, I don't think anyone can argue that they're not as good as season 5 and prior.
Yeah.
So – and that's when the books kind of ended, and that's when they split with George R. R. Martin.
Well, I mean, it's so hard – to compare.
Is
writing it? Wise, you're absolutely
George
right.
George R. R. Martin
writing
wrote The
wise,
Battle of Blackwater.
You're absolutely right.
You remember that? Like he wrote TV episodes for Game of Thrones. Like, he was a television writer.
But also, that budget was terrible.
Yeah, but he could have wrote this last episode. And he probably should have wrote this last episode.
Absolutely.
But he's no longer involved in the show.
That's why I'm saying, like, it's hard to compare what is right now, not what if.
Okay.
Right now, seasons 1 through 4, if you're looking for a character study, best there is.
Right.
After that, shit. If you're looking for goddamn popcorn action, definitely the later seasons are much better for that
because
they have a bigger budget.
It's because action's easier than writing.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
But visually entertaining to where you're going to go back and rewatch
right.
it.
But Game of Thrones,
I'm not going to go back and rewatch the Maiden Fair with the bear or whatever, the bear and the Maiden Fair episode.
Right.
Because it's just all character.
But
it's all just talk and nonsense and blah, 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 blah.
I would argue that that's what separates Game of Thrones from Black Sails or Game of Thrones from Spartacus. Or, you know, those star shows.
That's a good point.
I mean,
you
got to
have
difference.
The lull in nonstop action.
Right.
But not in one fucking episode. Like these dingbats did for the Battle of Winterfell. We have to break up the monotony of the
They
want to
subvert
action.
Expectations,
How about
man?
You have cool action scenes, and then maybe there won't be any subverting.
Maybe turn 5 lights on. You know?
Maybe.
You know, just a few lights.
Instead of 2.
You know?
Turn like 5.
Remember how Dany got on her dragon and melted the city of 2 million people, or 1 million people, but couldn't handle 100,000 whites?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, no, originally in that old King's Landing shot with the mountains,
yeah,
that was 1 million.
Okay.
In this new one, definitely fucking 2 million people. That looks
okay.
Huge as shit.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. When's the show start? Swim starts right now. Can we look at this weird video before we leave? Technically show's over, but we should be ending, but I just want to, I don't know if you've seen this, it's been going around the internet, but this...
This is a thing people do now?
This is a thing people do now.
They trot like horses?
This is a horse girl.
Why?
She's just...
She just kind of looks like a horse?
Yeah. There she goes. Got her. You know, dog's chasing her because the dog thinks she's a horse.
He wanted up on that butt. That's what he wanted.
This is all about bestiality. You're right.
What the fuck?
She's a horse, dude.
I mean, that's a pretty good horse impression.
I mean, look at that. I mean, look at that. And, of course, they have horses, by the way. Like, look at the horse barn. Like,
I mean, also, it's just, it's basically a fucking monkey.
You're right. It you know, her butt's a little too bowed for it to be a horse.
I mean, it's a fucking monkey.
Yeah, but that's...
Since we came from monkeys, that's what monkeys do. They walk on all fours like that.
Pretty weird,
because it's quicker to do.
You think we could do that? Should we go back out to that field at the Y and we should run around like horses for a video?
I mean, maybe. If it's trending, we could get
I think I could probably do that.
We could go viral.
Like, it looks weird, but I don't think it's technically difficult to do, right?
I doubt it. It will take some getting used to the tempo, I think. But
yeah, you'd have to get into the rhythm of moving your arms, your legs, right? But I think we could do it. I think we could do it. All right. We're never doing that.
No.
That's not going to happen, so no.
I got to pee. Let's get out of here.
All right, guys. So if you're watching this live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. The show is over, but we're going to come back in about 5 minutes with Colby Plays Games. You know what we're playing tonight, man?
No.
We're playing a game called Overcooked. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a game where you cook food.
Okay.
But it's co-op. And you and I have to work together in a kitchen to serve meals.
I feel like I've seen this in VR.
I don't know if it's VR or not.
I'll have to look at it, but I've seen something similar to, well, maybe not co-op.
I'll tell you one thing. This might ruin our friendship.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. So
we don't do well working together now.
But we did
imagine being in the kitchen.
We crushed that bomb game, though.
We blew up several times.
Yeah, but we also didn't blow up several times.
Well, mainly we blew up because I gave up. So.
That's a couple times you did give up. Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But I mean, if I give up now, our restaurant closes and we're done.
It's true. It's a great point. So if you're watching us live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes with Colby Plays Overcooked with special guest me, your boy. So don't do that. If you're listening
what
on iTunes,
Swim
Google
Play. What do you mean by I want to win the Wiggies?
Here's what Swim does, all right? And he wants attention, so we shouldn't give it to him.
Uh-huh.
But he comes in at 3 p.m. every day, and he tries to enter the Wiggies contest, which closes when the stream starts. And then he says, I'm going to win today. And then I tell him it's too late. And then he says, well, I guess for tomorrow. And then I tell him it's too early. We do this every day. And then whenever he actually does get a good guess in there, or get a guess in there, he guesses badly. It's like, how many times will Seth say on stream, and he guesses 60 million, you know? It's not physically possible. And then he goes, I never win. Well, you can't win if you don't play, you know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, I do play, and then we'll be in this loop where I'm like, but you don't, because you don't do it at the right time. And it just starts over again. Aren't you glad you asked?
No.
Okay, so if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, we'll see you on Sunday. If you're watching live on Twitch, stick around. Everything at SethandColby.com, including merch, links to our social media, archive of all our audio and video shows, including all Colby Plays games. That's the thing. Go there, SethandColby.com. Guys, if you're on Twitch, stick around. Everybody else will see you Sunday.
Bye, y'all.
Wait a second. Menace just put Robert Pattinson, new Batman.
No.
Do we have to talk about this?
No, I gotta pee.
Okay, we'll talk about it Sunday then.
We'll talk about
There's
it.
There's no way that's true,
we'll
right?
Talk about it in 5 minutes.
Oh my god! Okay, we'll see you guys in 5 minutes. We'll be right back.